I would like to revert back to the my statement yesterday on proliferations and counter-proliferation and disarmament of the weapon of mass destructions. Mr. Chairperson, sir, I think we cannot hide or shy away from CBRNE agent in relation to the autonomous weapon systems. Mr. Chairperson, there is an ongoing conference that is going to happen in the United States, organized by the Golden Research Conference, DRC, with the United States of Department of Defense. The Defense Science Laboratory and Technology is going to attend, and they are going to discuss about the artificial intelligence on new MRD techniques on chemical and biological defense. So, and also in March, also there's going to be another conference on non-proliferation, counter-proliferation, and disarmament science organized by DRC. The topic is going to be ranged on including science to support enhanced verification, the role of machine learning and artificial intelligence, cross-cutting approach to detect and monitor data security and authentication, a new approach to risk assessment and modeling. So, Mr. Chairperson, sir, there is ongoing efforts on how to configure the CBRNE agent to machine learning for human attacks. So we cannot shy away from these observations. So if we want to define a characteristics and the later autonomous weapon systems, we must take cognizance of these agents. Because I'm wondering what is the effect of autonomous weapon system without these agents. So, and then there's a new techniques on how we can configure and activate this agent into the machine learning and robotic system for the use of human attack or civilians in the battlefield. And also for service members, you know, on battlefield, these agents, these autonomous weapons, being it a semi-autonomous or full autonomous, can be used in a battlefield. So, and we must very, very careful in the devolution and characteristics of these autonomous weapon systems so that we cannot mix things together. And this makes me propose these four things. One, I'm looking about the fundamental orientation of this program, that is the autonomous weapon system, to protect the armed forces and civilians from the effects of the combative autonomous weapon system on weapons of mass destruction. Two, the configuration and activation of CBRNE agent into a machine learning or robotic system for the use of human attack and in the battlefield, respectively. Three, the medical countermeasures and prophylactic treatment in the face of combined threats from the autonomous weapon and conventional munitions on the integrated battlefield. Four, the fundamental orientation of this program to protect the armed forces and civilians from the effect of combative autonomous weapon and the weapon of mass destruction. Thank you, Mr. Chair.